it seems in the celebrity world, mothers are going the extra mile. From Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, launching a memoir next year, to Donna Kelsey, mum to American football stars Travis and Jason Kelsey, making headlines in her own right. It seems like the moms of our favourite celebrities are just as memorable and pretty funny. Joining us to discuss this is 2FM host and DJ Connor Bean. Connor, you are the perfect man for this entire segment.
I hope my own mom isn't listening.
Of moms, moms, mums, mothers, whatever we want to refer to it. Connor, the moms of the celebs have been in the headlines all over the place, right? Glamour magazine in the US even did a cover with the mums of the stars of Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, and the one and only Tina Knowles. Like, let's talk about Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, because she's a bit of a character.
I know. I love Tina Knowles. So she's obviously the mom of Beyonce Knowles and Solange Knowles, who is a very talented artist as well. And she's as much of a character as her daughters are, I think. And I don't want to pit famous moms against each other, but she might be my fave. She's very glamorous. She's fabulous. She's been a big part of Beyonce and Solange's journey, like just as a supportive parent, but then involved in their careers early on. Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, managed Destiny's Child and then a good chunk of Beyonce's solo career. And in the early days, Tina herself would say in interviews, I went on the road with them to look after hair and makeup and their outfits so I could keep an eye on things. And then she designed all their clothes. At one point, her and Beyonce had a clothing line together. She's releasing a memoir next year called Matriarch. It's out in April. Beyonce posts about it on Instagram and said, I'm so happy for you to share some of the stories that shaped you into who you are. To know you, it's to love you, but please don't spill too much mama tea. She's basically saying, I know where the bodies are buried. She also, one of the things I love about Tina Knowles is she's glam and fab and she'll be on red carpets with Beyonce and stuff, but she also loves to share these corny jokes that she tells. There's all these Instagram videos of her being like, okay, time for a corny joke. Back in 2020, there's this art gala, this fundraising gala that Tina Knowles does usually, and obviously during COVID it had to be a virtual event, so they did a video section, and during that video section, Beyonce did a riff on Tina's corny jokes, posted a video of her without her makeup on trying to tell a corny joke to Blue Ivy, and then Tina roasted her with a follow-up voice note. I was actually gagged when I heard this. It's so funny.
We do have a little clip here, so just have a listen to this.
Hi B, I really appreciate you doing the joke because I know how busy you are, but can't you, like, will you just put on some makeup and get in some good light and stuff? Because you look like, I mean, it's the gala, girl. All right, call me back.
Can you imagine? Like, because in the clip just before, Beyonce is completely not glammed up. She's on like a Zoom call, whatever. Yeah. And you can hear Blue Ivy off camera. And I know it's sort of a setup bit for our entertainment, but.
Doesn't matter.
She was literally like, are you, it's like, you know when your parents can say something so direct to you and you're like, oh jeez. You look tired. You're like, oh, I am tired.
I'm right. Gosh, you don't look great now in that.
Yeah.
But you kind of need,
it's that.
Like, you do need your moms in your life to be that brutally honest, because you know that they're not going to beat her in the bush, even if it is everything.
I can't wait for the book. I think she's had such an interesting life. I'm like, I want to hear every story you can tell me.
I'm dying to know, because it's obviously going to be like pre-Beyonce stories as well, like that led into birthing Beyonce.
Yeah,
so
well, I mean, she ran like a salon in Houston and she was kind of a pillar in the community that Beyonce grew up in. So I think, I don't know, Tina just to me is like an interesting character. In her, I mean, Beyonce didn't lick it off a stone. Do you know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, this is where she got it from. Let's move into something that I never thought you and I would be talking about. Football, American football at that. And mainly because obviously between like Travis Kelce and, you know, Taylor Swift, we now have Donna Kelce in our lives. She...
Who'd have thought?
But Donna Kelsey is Travis Kelsey's mom, and you obviously have his brother as well. They're all doing the rounds at this point. They've got their podcast going
and
on.
Donna's making headlines.
Donna is making
now a celebrity now.
Which is amazing.
September last year, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey were first spotted on dates, and it was confirmed that they were together. And obviously, the last year they've been very public. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first time in a while that Taylor Swift has been this public about a relationship that she's been in. Travis plays for the Kansas City Chiefs and his brother Jason recently played for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're both huge NFL stars, obviously.
In their own right.
So they're already very famous. So this kind of Taylor-Travis power couple has really been a big thing in the US. And it's made Donna a bit famous even before the Taylor connection came in. And initially when they started dating, because Donna's not really a celebrity, she would be asked about interviews and she was a bit almost, I think, reserved in how she described the relationship, which some fans read as her actually being a bit rude about it. And she said later on, I feel bad about how I started talking talking about this initially because people misread it as like a diss when it wasn't. But she did think that, she does reckon that Taylor has helped Travis in the kitchen. She was speaking to Extra TV this year and said, he can't clean, he can't cook. He's getting a little better. I think he's getting some help. And Taylor fans know she loves post cooking videos and that kind of thing. This is also, I thought, classic, like, your mom making show of you behavior. Early this year, Travis starred in the new Ryan Murphy series, Grotesquerie. It's on Disney Plus over here. It's a big kind of like horror drama series. And Donna went to the premiere and told Variety magazine, sometimes parents want to fix things for their kids, and said, sometimes it's better to just let them fail. You learn the most from the things you don't do well. Hopefully, if this is something he wants to do, he'll get better at it. That's bad enough. But Donna herself is now starring in two Hallmark Christmas movies. One, I think, comes out next year. One comes out this year, one comes out next year. So I'm just waiting for Travis in the group chat to be like, do we need to give you notes in your performance? Or,
oh my God, that is absolutely
brilliant. Her being like, ah, he's shy, but fair play to
him. Yeah, but like, he's giving his all. I got a solo piece in like a school play before. Like, you know, like, you put them on all the time and I had to sing and like dance a little number. And I came down afterwards, proud as punch, and my mom goes to me and I still bring it up and she still stands by it. She's like, maybe you should just maybe concentrate on the dancing. It's not really your strong point. Yeah, straight out. I mean, she's not wrong. She was trying to save me from myself, but like at the same time I was like, just
I could have had an Oscar by now, mom. Yeah, but you didn't believe in me.
You didn't encourage it. Let's come back to Taylor Swift though for a second, because her mom is also a fan favourite too.
Yeah, Andrea is a bit of a fan fave and has been for a long time. And actually, something I always laugh at is there's this quote people say a lot online in Stan world. It's, if one of their faves does something well, they'll say, I say, that's my baby and I'm really proud. And that was actually something Andrea said in an early interview about Taylor's success. And I was like, I have been saying that quote to myself for years. I had no idea where it came from. As the Eras Tour has rumbled across the whole globe the last years, her mom has been spotted in the audience at a lot of the shows and will be accepting the friendship bracelets. She's kind of like a UN ambassador for Taylor Swift out in the crowd beforehand. It's amazing. It's like, and also, if you're a hardcore fan and you see the mom of your fave, like I saw Lady Gaga's mom, Cynthia, when Gaga played the Aviva in like 2012, and literally we all walked by and went, Cynthia! Oh my God! Like, she's just a random woman, but we're like, Cynthia! So it's that kind of vibe. And also, I had forgotten about this until I was doing my homework for this piece. About 5 years ago, Taylor was a guest on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon. Mm. And Jimmy Fallon surprised Taylor with footage of her laser eye surgery that her mom had given the show to surprise her with. And when he goes, hey, can you see me okay? And Taylor's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. He goes, didn't you go for surgery recently? And then they played an actual clip of Taylor post-surgery, completely out of it, that her mum had filmed her doing.
So is this a clip that we have
yes.
now? Hang on, I have a listen to this.
But what do we do with this now?
I'll leave it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm fine.
You don't want to cry. That's not what you want to do.
Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
Don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
And the thing is, when they come back from playing that clip, you can see Taylor's properly like, because let's be honest, there's nothing in Taylor Swift's world that's left up to chance, particularly when it comes to the media.
Yeah.
So only her mom could pull that off. I was like, Andrea, I respect your game.
She's like, teehee.
She's like, I got you there. Every Christmas, I bet that comes up.
Oh, and then some. I'd say that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. Pop star moms are really showing up today, but one who's been very, very dramatic, and this is my Roman Empire. Tish
mad.
Cyrus, yes. Okay? She's the mom of obviously Miley Cyrus and Noah Cyrus, and there was a love triangle.
This is what one of the weirdest stories of the last couple of years. So Tish Cyrus is currently married to the actor Dominic Purcell. He was in Prison Break. That's one of the biggest shows
he's
been in.
I also love how they got together. It was stunning.
Bizarre. Completely bizarre. So they got married last year, but they met in 2022. Dominic proposed to her within a month of them dating. At the time, reports claimed that Dominic had in fact dated Tish's daughter Noah before they got together. Noah, who would have been about 22 at the time, and Dominic is in his 50s. Mm. That's what's being alleged. So it's never been confirmed publicly that this was the case, but a lot of the showbiz sites in the last couple of years have said that it caused a rift between Noah and Tish as a result, which could be understandable. A source told Entertainment Tonight in August that Noah and Tish are both making an effort to have a better relationship. Things are not fully resolved, but they're on the right path and trying to get to a good place. Tish has gone on like a podcast tour about a relationship. She was literally on Call Her Daddy raving about Dominic, and then she's actually this is mad. She's a podcast one of her other children, Brandy, and on that podcast she said recently, oh, when I first met Dominic he was doing therapy and I would go and join in on therapy sessions with them. I'm like, this all feels a bit mad.
This is a lot.
Whether that part is true already, the podcast tour and the It's just a bit mad.
It's awesome.
And you know, Tish, when she talks, sounds so like Miley. It's really jarring. She's like, you know, I'm a Dominic. And I'm like, is this Miley? Like, it's so weird. So that's definitely, you thought, you know, we all think our parents are a bit cringe sometimes. That's kind of
this is
that's
it.
Beyond
that. Yeah, I listened to that podcast because her and Brandy are on it, the Call Her Daddy one.
Yes.
I haven't listened to their one yet, but there is just something that just is a little bit unnerving talking about your parents' sex life with them there. It's just a bit too much.
And then if it's true, someone that your sister had a even just a fling or whatever, even went on a date with, it's just whatever it's happened, it's I don't know. Very strange.
Oh, anyways, let's move on to J-Lo, right?
I mean,
look, there's no denying it, right? J-Lo has had a rough year this year between her new album not really doing too well, the love story that should never have rekindled again, and is now in divorce with Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. But her mum's kind of gas.
Her mum is actually so fun. Her mum rivals Tina Knowles for me in the celeb
mom stakes.
Her mum is Guadalupe Rodriguez. Everybody calls her Lupe. She had Jennifer when she was 24 years old and had her first child at 20. Jennifer is the middle child of three. And Jennifer has said of Lupe, we all grew up together. It was like living with a teenager, to be honest. They're very close.
Yeah.
A few years ago, J-Lo and her mum were on the Today Show, and it was around the time that Jen had gotten back with Ben Affleck. And in the middle of the interview, Lupe was like, oh, I always knew they'd get back together. Like, I always thought this would happen. And Jennifer just rolled her eyes and said to Entertainment Tonight, it's so funny. She never said that to me. We never spoke about it, but she really loved him when we were together before. So maybe deep down, I don't know. So she was like, oh, I always knew, nudge, nudge. And Jennifer's like, what are you talking about? And this is the maddest part of the story. Lupe is such a character that she even has the look of a superstar. She won $2.4 million on the slots in Atlantic City back in like 2004. And a few years ago, in an interview with Jimmy Fallon, J-Lo discussed getting the call from her mom to find out the news.
But she's at the bar and she's like, Jennifer? I'm like, Ma? And she's like, yes. I knew something.
You called me. Get to it. Yeah, get to the point.
Ma, what's wrong? And she's like, I want to win $4 million. She starts screaming at the top of her lungs. Crazy. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
On the slots, of all things.
Well, let
on
me
the
tell
slots.
You,
progressive jackpot, I don't know. She described the whole moment. It took forever.
I know that we're obviously talking about her winning the cash and all that, but the phone call is just such a parent phone call. Like, I've seen a video on like TikTok recently enough where it was this dad who just like sent a video to his daughter who was in Ibiza and said, like, hi Shirley, it's your dad. It's like, I can see it's you. Like, you don't need, it's like my mother used to always call me and be like, hi Laura, it's mom. And I'm
like,
yeah,
it says on screen.
It says it right here, and I also know what your voice sounds like as well.
Yes. And also one of the things I found really funny about Lupe is she is infamous for being the audience of American talk shows. So she has been in the crowd of The View, The Tonight Show, The Wendy Williams Show. She was in the audience of The View a few months ago, and the panel were talking about the conservative media host Tucker Carlson, and one of the hosts made a joke about him, and the crowd reacted, and she went, Lupe's laughing, Lupe gets, and they pointed out Jennifer's mum in the audience. She just applies for tickets for The View and just goes. I mean, she's literally got millions. She's like, I don't have anything else to do.
But it's the dream life.
Oh,
you don't
are
want
you
the
kidding?
Pressure of being the celebrity, but you get to dine out on the good
thrilled.
Stuff of them, be like, woo, yeah.
I would have kids if I thought they'd become like megastars. I would fully. That would be my reasoning. Love and affection as well. And
but the
whatever.
Fact that they could cart me off to places.
I want them to be
like
billionaires.
social media, right? It feels a little less fun now, but Seth Rogen and his mum truly used to have the greatest laugh online, even if it was a little bit awkward for Seth.
Yeah, and this is up there, I think, in the Hall of Fame of celebs embarrassing. Celebs being embarrassed by their parents. So Seth Rogen's mum, Sandy Rogen, was very active on Twitter for a long time. She once tweeted, falling asleep after sex is like Shavsana after yoga. And Seth quote tweeted and said, Jesus effing Christ, mum. Another time she said, which is worse, a fart at the gym or someone wearing too much perfume? To which Seth just replied, come on, mum. And back in 2021, Bridgerton hit our screens, and later on, Sandy had something to say. Seth shared her tweet on it where she said, so on Bridgerton, they always seem to have their orgasms exactly at the same time. Or at least that's what it looks like to this old lady. So Seth was actually asked about this by James Corden on the Late Late Show with James Corden a couple years ago.
Oh my God,
and he was reacting to how often his mum embarrasses him online.
It's horrible. It's terrible.
Have you talked about this?
We don't talk about it that much in person, honestly, which is weird. But in public, like, imagine your mother was talking about sex. She has, like, tens of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
it's objectively humiliating. Like, yeah, like, but she is funny, and I get that it's funny.
He can tell he gets so worked up about it. And actually, what I do like too is Sandy got her own back, because she will often tweet replies to Seth and give him grief as well. But when his first book came out, she wrote the press release and said in it, "If I'm being honest, I really wish there wasn't so much drug talk," because Seth's a very famous stoner. I can say that in a nice way. "Why does he need all that? It's like, we get it." So the mum had the last laugh there. They always do. You'll never beat your parents.
Connor Bean, as always, I thoroughly enjoyed every single minute of that. People can catch you right back here on 2FM this Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 6.
Indeed, exactly.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. 2FM.